Anyone can spot the obvious crooks, but some are very sophisticated these days. They plan things with great care and know how to cover their tracks.
Not on the Marmora, boasted Kilhendry. I run a clean ship.
That remains to be seen.
I know this vessel, Mr. Dillman. You don't.
Granted, said the detective, but even you don't have an intimate knowledge of every passenger on this voyage. There'll be over 450 of them in all. Your nose will have to be ubiquitous to sniff its way through that lot. The purser's eyes flashed.
Don't you get clever with me, he warned. I'm just trying to let you know where we stand.
Oh, I've worked that out, Mr. Kilhendry. You don't really want us here.
What I don't want is to have anyone treading on my toes.
In other words, you're marking out your territory.
The Marmora is my ship.
Captain Langbourne might dispute that, Dillman said wryly. So might P&O. However possessive you may feel about it, the ship is owned by the company. They hire all of us to sail in her with specific duties. And I may as well tell you now, he added, rising to his feet, that we intend to earn our wages from P&O, even if that means treading on a few toes.
I can see we're not going to get on, said Kilhendry, curling a lip.
You decided that before I even came in here.
With good reason, Mr.